KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school sports last night, in high school girls soccer, it was Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey posting an 8-1 victory over Carroll Arweva. Also boys soccer last night, Denison topping AHST by a 10-1 score. Some high school golf around the area last night as well. The Rolling Hills Conference Girls Tournament held over at Crestwood Hills in Anita yesterday. In the team scoring, it was Exira EHK winning with a 4-10 total. They beat Ankeny Christian by 6 strokes. They totaled 4-16. Cam with a 4-38 placing third. Glidden Ralston was fourth, posting a 5-02 total. Also in girls golf yesterday, Trainer beat Tri-Center 219-244. Gracie Myers of Trainer had the low round of 49. Emily Roan of Tri-Center was runner-up with a 53. In boys golf yesterday, Trainer beat Tri-Center 164-192. Cole Chapin of Trainer was medalist with a 39. His teammate Brad Bailey also posted 39. That was good for runner-up honors. Also, Villisca, winner over Fremont Mills in boys golf, 159-206 yesterday. Evan Baldwin of Villisca shot 34 to be medalist, while Travis Herzberg of Villisca was runner-up, posting 37 in yesterday's meet. Well, the Texas Rangers love hitting at Camden Yards, especially Josh Hamilton. The Rangers outfielder has become the 16th player in Major League history to homer 4 times in a game and the first since Carlos Delgado with Toronto in 2003. Hamilton also set an American League record with 18 total bases as the Rangers destroyed Baltimore 10-3 last night. Hamilton belted 2-run blasts in the first, third, and seventh innings before his solo shot in the eighth made him the 6th American leaguer with a 4-homer game. He also doubled in the fifth and finished with a career-high 8 runs batted in. Hamilton leads the American League in each Triple Crown category now, batting .406 with 14 homers and 36 RBIs. Texas has outscored the Orioles 24-6 in the first 2 games of their series, nearly 5 years after the Rangers set a modern Major League record with 30 runs in a game at Baltimore. The Rangers are averaging 6.5 runs a game at Camden Yards since 2007, despite being shut out 4 times there during that span. Also in the American League, Raul Labañez smacked a 2-run homer and a solo shot to power the New York Yankees past Tampa Bay yesterday 5-3. Alex Rios supplied the tie-breaking triple in the 10th inning before scoring an insurance run in the White Sox 5-3 win at Cleveland. Justin Verlander earned his 12th straight road win, and Prince Fielder homered in Detroit's 6-4 victory in Seattle. Kansas City rallied to knock off Boston 6-4 on Billy Butler's 3-run homer in the 8th inning. Brandon Inge belted a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth to complete Oakland's comeback in a 7-3 win against Toronto. Scott Diamond tossed a career-best 7 shutout innings in his season debut as Minnesota beat the Los Angeles Angels 5-0. Over the National League, Brett Pill hit a 2-run homer to support Ryan Vogelsong in San Francisco's 2-1 verdict over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Rod Barajas smacked a 2-out, 2-run homer in the bottom of the ninth to give Pittsburgh a 5-4 win over Washington. Dan Uggla's 2-run single in the 8th gave Atlanta a 3-1 win over Chicago. Lucas Duda and Kirk Neuenhaus each had 2 hits and 2 RBIs as the New York Mets turned an early 4-0 deficit into a 7-4 win at Philadelphia. Florida's season-high 7-game winning streak is over after pinch hitter Brian Bogusevic hit an RBI double in the 8th inning to lift Houston over the Marlins 3-2. Carlos Beltran tied a career high with 6 RBIs by hitting a grand slam and a 2-run homer to power St. Louis past Arizona 6-1. Jake Westbrook scattered 4 hits in 7 shutout innings as the Cardinals handed the Diamondbacks their 4th consecutive loss. Aramis Ramirez slapped a bases-loaded triple, and Cesar Isturiz homered as Milwaukee whipped Cincinnati 8-3, and Colorado now has a 5-game losing streak after Jeff Suppan allowed 1 run over 5 innings in San Diego's 3-1 verdict over the Rockies. Well, Andy Pettit last pitched for the New York Yankees in Game 3 of the 2010 American League Championship Series. The lefty will return to Yankee Stadium's mound Sunday against Seattle after making his 4th and final minor league start last weekend. Pettit retired after the 2010 season and sat out last year before deciding to make a comeback in spring training. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman decided Pettit would return to pinstripes this weekend, saying there's no benefit in his remaining in the minors. Pettit turns 40 next month and is 240-138 with a .388 earned run average over a 16-year major league career. He was 11-3 with a .328 earned run average in 21 starts for the Yanks a couple of years ago. Elsewhere around the majors, the Washington Nationals have placed outfielder Jason Worth on the 15-day disabled list. They activated third baseman Ryan Zimmerman. Also, the Milwaukee Brewers have extended the contracts of general manager Doug Melvin and manager Ron Renicki. Major League Baseball would fund scholarships and exert greater influence over Division I college baseball under what would be an unprecedented partnership with the NCAA. If an agreement is reached, it would be the first of its kind, and it could lead to other professional organizations entering partnerships with the NCAA. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, Iowa beat up on Fresno 13-2, while Sacramento topped Omaha in 10 innings by a score of 4-3. Iowa plays again late tonight out in Fresno, while Omaha continues its series late this evening in Sacramento. Well, there were four potential series clinchers in the NBA last night. The Indiana Pacers were the only team to get the job done. The Pacers have advanced to the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals by outscoring Orlando 36-16 in the final period of a 105-87 victory in Game 5. Darren Collison led the late charge, scoring 15 of his 19 points in the final 12 minutes. Danny Granger finished with 25 points for the Pacers, who will take on either Miami or New York after winning a playoff series for the first time in 7 years. Denver avoided a first-round elimination as Andre Miller capped his 24-point night, hitting a couple of free throws with 12.8 seconds left in the Nuggets' 102-99 win over the Los Angeles Lakers. JaVale McGee had 21 points and 14 rebounds for the Nuggets, who withstood a furious L.A. comeback before sending the Western Conference quarterfinal series back to Denver. Game 6 is Thursday. Atlanta's forced a Game 6 in its first-round series with Boston. Al Horford returned to the Hawks' starting lineup and finished with 19 points and 11 rebounds in 41 minutes to lead an 87-86 win over the Celtics. Horford was in top form after missing most of the regular season and the first 3 games of the playoffs after undergoing pectoral surgery. The Hawks will travel to Boston for Game 6 on Thursday. Chicago also stayed alive with a Game 5 victory, defeating Philadelphia 77-69. Lou Aldang had a game-high 24 points, and Carlos Boozer added 19, while the rest of the Bulls finished with just 34. Boozer also had 13 rebounds for the Bulls, who held the Sixers to just 26 first-half points. That series goes back now to Philadelphia for Game 6 on Thursday. The New Jersey Devils are in the Eastern Conference Finals of the NHL playoffs for the first time since winning the 2003 Stanley Cup. Martin Brodeur turned back 27 shots, and David Clarkson scored the game winner as the Devils eliminated the Flyers with a 3-1 victory in Game 5 at Philadelphia. Brodeur blanked the Flyers after Max Talbot opened the scoring 7-18 into the game. Bryce Salvador knotted the score just over 2 minutes later before Clarkson put New Jersey ahead to stay later on in the period. Clarkson batted a clearing attempt by the Flyers' goaltender directly into the net. Ilya Kovalchuk had a goal and an assist for the Devils, who will face the Rangers or the Capitals in the Eastern Conference Finals. In football news, the Kansas City Chiefs have signed former Jets defensive end Rapati Pitatua. The team announced the move on Tuesday. Pitatua was a free agent after playing in 22 games over the past couple of seasons with the Jets. The former Washington State defensive end joined New York as an undrafted free agent in 2008, spending his first season in the league on the team's practice squad. He played in 8 games in 2009 before playing in 14 games last season with 22 tackles and 1 sack in his career. For more than a decade now, the Minnesota Vikings have been pushing to break out of the Metrodome and into a shiny new home. Finally on the brink of getting a new $975 million stadium, the team faces a harsh reality. They'll need to ante up more or walk away empty-handed. Team executives insist that the private contribution be capped at $427 million, but Minnesota lawmakers are now on record demanding that the Vikings and private partners foot a bigger share of the construction costs. The extra request ranges from $25 million to $105 million in differing House and Senate versions. Negotiators will likely wind up somewhere in between, and then it'll be up to the Vikings to decide if they're willing to pay more or look at other options. Baltimore Ravens linebacker Terrell Suggs had surgery to repair a torn Achilles tendon. He's expected to make a full recovery. The Ravens didn't indicate whether Suggs will be able to play this fall or if it was a full tear or a partial tear. He was injured while working out in Arizona during the NFL draft. Former New York Giants wide receiver and 2-time Super Bowl winner Stacy Robinson has died at the age of 50 following a battle with cancer. Robinson spent his entire 6-year NFL career with the Giants after being drafted in the second round of the 1985 draft. He had 3 receptions for 62 yards in the Giants' Super Bowl win over Denver in 1987, and he won another ring with the 1990 Giants before he retired. And in racing news, former NASCAR Sprint Cup champion Kurt Busch says he's planning to run both Nationwide Series races at Iowa Speedway this season. Busch says he's slated to run both the May 20th and August 4th races in Iowa this season in the number 54 Toyota for Kyle Busch Motorsports. Kurt Busch, the 2004 Cup champion, has tested at Iowa, but he hasn't raced there. Busch says that Iowa's short oval reminds him of similar setups in Richmond and Phoenix. Kyle Busch won a Nationwide race at the Iowa Speedway in 2010. Kurt says his brother has told him that the key to success at Iowa is to maneuver the car through bumps in the track's first two turns. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.